Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. That's going to be my go-to probably later on. Jimmy, when I said I was going to crack open a Floridian during the show, it was a fib. You know, I don't want to get a little too loose for the final hour of the show. But after six, all bets are off, man. I might pretty well crack open a Funky Buddha, and a lot of those are going to get me through the weekend, win or lose on Saturday. If Miami beats Florida State, we'll have the celebratory Funky Buddhas. If they don't beat Florida State, we'll drink them anyway this weekend, but I'm certainly excited for that game. There's some other interesting college football games on the slate this weekend. I guess I would describe it as a hate watch when Clemson takes on UNC. I'm not a fan of Dabo, and I'm not a fan of Belichick, you know, trying to waltz into college football and expect it to be as easy as when he had Tom Brady in New England. North Carolina is bad. Like, North Carolina looks so bad that despite the fact that they're hosting the game this weekend against a 1-3 Clemson team, looks probably the worst Clemson team that Dabo Sweeney has had since like his first couple of years on the job there. Clemson's not good. The only team that they've beaten is Troy. And yet North Carolina is so much worse. Clemson is favored by 14.5 points in Chapel Hill. I don't understand why Chapel Bill continues to start Gio Lopez. I guess because like they probably paid a lot of NIL money for him to transfer there. Been so bad at quarterback, and that just doesn't look like a good team. So listen, if Bill Belichick loses or if Dabo Sweeney loses, I'm happy either way. So I'll be watching that one at noon. What other good games do we have? Interesting game. I'm not going to call it a good game. It might be like a 9-6 final score, but number 9 Texas is at Florida. Arch Manning has not been good so far this year. He even got booed against UTEP a few weeks ago. They played Sam Houston last week, and which I think is even worse than UTEP. And Arch did play well against Sam Houston, but is he actually good? DJ Lagway, you all know, has struggled mightily. You know, the Gator fans are just like, they're kind of hoping they do lose so that they could fire Billy Napier this weekend, but maybe Florida wins and he keeps his job for another week. So I'm looking forward to that one. You know, it feels weird to say it, but I actually wouldn't mind a Florida victory there because Texas, so overrated this year. They started the season at number 1. Let's not forget. They're currently number 9. I wouldn't mind if that thing goes up in smoke there. The game, the College Game Day is going to be at on Saturday, 10th ranked Alabama hosting Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt number 16. Diego Pavia is confident he can do it again. You remember Vandy beat Alabama one of the coolest games last year, and they're going to try to do it again this time in Tuscaloosa. Bama's favored by 10.5 points there. And then, you know, I think the best game of the weekend you know, better than any of those previous games that I mentioned, is our game, number 3 Miami at number 18 FSU. And I know, like, a very unpopular decision, you know, for Florida State fans, why College Game Day chose to go to Tuscaloosa for Bama Vandy instead of Tallahassee for Miami, Florida State. And, like, I, you know, okay, so Florida State fans, they have their theories. One of the predominant theories is that Kirk Herbstreit allegedly is afraid to do College Game Day in Florida State because they, for reasons I don't fully understand, because, like, I guess he didn't support them going to the playoffs a couple years ago when they got snubbed. They despise him because of that. So they think Herbie didn't want the smoke. I honestly think it's more likely, you know, Occam's razor. Sometimes the simplest explanation is the real explanation. Florida State just lost to Virginia. And I think College Game Day would have gone to Tallahassee if not for that. And the counter argument that Florida State fans will give me is, well, hold on. Who cares that we just lost to Virginia? We beat Alabama head-to-head week one, and we have the same record as Bama. So they should come. Here's the problem with that. There's a reason why they schedule the College Game Day destination. They schedule it 6 days in advance, not several weeks in advance, because it's a very much what have you done for me lately situation. So if College Game Day saw Florida State as they did beat Alabama week one, they didn't schedule it then. Oh, you know what? We're going to make sure Miami versus Florida State, we're going to be in Tallahassee week six for that. No, they schedule these things 6 days in advance because they go to the game that they feel is like the hottest one. Now, I still, to be fair, again, I still think Miami at Florida State is a better game than Vandy at Bama. We also know there's some SEC bias cooking at ESPN. They pay a lot more for the SEC TV rights than they pay for the ACC TV rights. So there is a little propaganda there, but it didn't surprise me. Like, Jimmy, when Virginia was storming the field last Friday night and they just pulled off that upset, I knew at that moment College Game Day is not going to be in Tallahassee next week. Like, I knew it at that, assuming, and Bama still had to go out and beat Georgia. But with Bama beating Georgia, setting up this great rematch with Vanderbilt from last year, and Florida State losing to Virginia, they schedule these things very much based on the temperature of what just happened. So I knew at that moment when Virginia was rushing the field, they're not going to go to Tallahassee if Alabama beats Georgia. And that's the way it played out.
Yeah, definitely. When they lost, I was like 50-50 about it at first. Mm. But I was more leaning to the fact that they won't be hosting Game Day.
Yeah.
But
I mean, if Georgia had beaten Bama, I think Florida State would have been like back on like the destination list. But when Bama pulled off that win, I knew like they're going to Tuscaloosa. Like it or not, they're going to be in Tuscaloosa. I still think our game, Miami versus Florida State, is a better game, though. All right, let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their mind.
Isn't it
Doral Kia? VW.
It's Kia.
What's that?
It's Doral Kia, not VW.
Oh, I don't know. It says that on the liner. All right, let's do some Kia. We're brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. So whether it's a Kia or a Volkswagen, I think Doral Kia is fantastic as well. So let's get into our headlines here on this fine Friday afternoon. Miami at Florida State, number 3 Miami, number 18 FSU. It is going down this Saturday in Tallahassee. Hurricanes are favored by 4.5 points on the road in Tally. We'll see if Miami can get it done. You know, we mentioned Florida State got upset by Virginia on the road last week. I don't know. A lot of people think that might make Florida State more dangerous because they got that wake-up call. Now, in my opinion, they should and would be completely focused and hyped up for Miami regardless. But, you know, maybe this gives them more of a back against the wall type of thing. Miami, meanwhile, is coming off a bye week. So they have had, you know, an extra week to rest the bodies a little bit, an extra week to study that Gus Malzahn offense. Hopefully Corey Heatherman is ready for everything that they throw at him. Heatherman being Miami's defensive coordinator. So that is going to be going down at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday night, which means our pregame coverage is going to start, I think, 3 o'clock. We're going to have like 11 hours of football coverage till 2 a.m. for that one. I'll be hosting post game here on WQAM. We'll have the game for you on 104.3 WQAM. For your Miami Dolphins, Dolphins are going to face the Carolina Panthers on the road this Sunday at 1 p.m. Dolphins making roster moves this week. So you know by now, Tyreek Hill, who underwent surgery on his dislocated knee on Tuesday, he's been placed on injured reserve. Hill's season is over. I guess the question now is, does he ever play for the Miami Dolphins again? Drew Rosenhaus spoke about, you know, them wanting to continue with the Dolphins, if that means, you know, coming to an agreement on a new contract, because he's owed $29.8 million, I think, for next year. So the Dolphins would want to either tear that up or, you know, release him or, you know, come to a new agreement that changes up the money. So we'll see if that happens. But I think it's possible Tyreek Hill has played his final game as a Miami Dolphin, although his agent expressed a willingness to continue, but his season is done. Dolphins have picked up Cedric Wilson. Yeah, former Miami Dolphin, now a Dolphin again. Wide receiver who was just on the practice squad of the New Orleans Saints. So Wilson will reunite with Tua and Mike McDaniel. And I'm not even sure if he's healthy right now, Wilson. And it's not that I'm all that bullish on Cedric Wilson. The thing is, when you're making a move at this point in the year, right, you're heading into, what are we, into week five in the NFL season, you know, the players that are available to you, they're available for a reason. But in the case of Cedric Wilson, at least it's a guy who knows the offense, who knows the quarterback, who's played in this system before. So again, I don't know when he's going to be available or how much he's going to play, but at least with Cedric Wilson, you're getting somebody who has some familiarity with Miami's scheme and Miami's personnel. So I think that's why they chose him over whoever else was available in the scrap heap. Dolphins, by the way, they have released former second round pick cornerback Cam Smith. Third year with the Dolphins, fortunately a 51st overall draft pick who did not pan out, and the Dolphins have parted ways with Cam Smith. So that era, you know, I was hoping for big things because he had some moments in the preseason actually where it's like, hey, maybe Cam Smith can play this year, but did not materialize for him. The Miami Heat have extended forward Nikola Jovic, 4 year, $62.4 million extension. That's going to kick in next year. He's got one more year on his rookie deal. And the extension will keep Jovic under contract until the end of the 2029-2030 season. Jovic commented on his new deal after training camp today. According to the Miami Herald, he said, "I feel good. I'm blessed in everything. Still talking to my agent. Progress is being..." I guess, what is it? It was this before he signed, I guess? Oh, so I guess this was when it was agreed to? I don't know. The deal's going to happen, reportedly. Nikola Jovic will remain with the Miami Heat until the 2029-2030 season. Or you know what? It's good value on this deal. I think 15.7 mil per year. That deal's going to be a bargain, especially if Jovic continues to take the steps forward he's been taking. I mean, he's only 22 years old. It's already his third year with the Heat. They got him so young. I remember he was playing like when he was 16 years old, he was playing against grown men over in Europe. So, you know, he's a player that is being expected to develop at a very young age. And I like what I've seen from Jovic. And I think within the next couple of years, that $15 million per year in change is going to look like a bargain. So you either develop him as a Heat cornerstone at a bargain price, or, you know, you can use him as a trade piece maybe to bring in the next whale that Pat Riley is going to try to harpoon. So I like the deal either way. Florida Panthers have extended a Nico of their own. Defenseman Nico Mikola's contract has been extended. 8 year, $40 million deal that will keep him with the team through the 2033-34 season. Panthers, by the way, will take on the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight, 7 o'clock in preseason. In 5 days, regular season opens in Sunrise, 5 o'clock. So leave work early, get your excuses ready. 5 o'clock in Sunrise against Chicago. So hockey season, regular season is going to be here before you know it, my friends. Let's get to our weather. Jimmy was giving me some great updates on the weather. Weather is sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Rood AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. So, Jimmy, you were telling me we did get some rain up there, but it was earlier than it, because they said it wasn't going to rain until 9 p.m., but you got some rain there in El Portal.
Yeah, it was raining, but it rained for like maybe 5 minutes and then it stopped.
That's just so South Florida. 5 minutes of rain and then over. So, all right, the forecast I'm looking at right now, we got cloudy skies, 84 degrees, and I am seeing supposedly clear skies until around 11 p.m. where there is a 30% chance of rain, or it might just rain for 5 minutes like just happened there at our El Portal studios. So that is your weather.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
This will be a 34-yard try, and this is for a win. This could be for a national championship. It's up. Missed it to the right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show. Alex Stano filling in for the guys. We're going to have Day at Night coming up at 6 o'clock. Dan Day is, he's just one of my favorite people. And I don't know if anyone, maybe Jimmy is up there as well. I don't know if anyone does as much work around the radio station as Dan. He basically lives there. He sleeps there. He went on a vacation for a while. I got to fill in for him on a couple of game day uncensored post game shows, which I'm kind of angry about because the Dolphins lost those first two games. And so it's like, Dan, you had to sidle me with this, Dan. I had to do post game after that Colts loss. That was like an apocalypse doing post game after that. New England loss wasn't much better. It was a little bit better, relatively speaking. And by the way, got a little fantasy football for you. Fantasy football reports on WQAM are sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. Distilled 6 times till it's just right. Tito's is known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Inc., Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly. For this weekend, if you have Malik Washington on your rosters, I think there is an opportunity here, especially picking up slack for, you know, Tyreek Hill being out for the season. So I know a couple people who drafted Malik Washington weren't really sure what to do with him. And then, you know, tonight we've got Thursday Night Football, which will be on the radio station this evening. 49ers at Rams. Rams are 8.5-point favorites at home. I would look at starting a lot of Rams and only starting a 49er if it's Christian McCaffrey. That would be my fantasy advice for this evening. And you can listen to that game right here on WQAM. Huge thank you to Jimmy, pushing all the right buttons today. Huge thanks to Hawk and Crowder and Solana for giving me the opportunity to fill in today. I always enjoy it, especially on Miami versus Florida State week. And yeah, I'm going to be part of our very long radio broadcast this Saturday for that. I'll be hosting post game right after what will hopefully be a good showing from your number 3 Miami Hurricanes at number 18 Florida State. Day at Night with Dan Day is coming up next. Thursday Night Football will be on after that right here on FM 104.3 WQAM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.